This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A collision between two semi-trucks shut down I-25 in both directions near Loveland this afternoon. Colorado State Patrol says the crash that took place underneath a bridge on U.S. Highway 34 closed the interstate for hours. One of the trucks burst into flames. The cause is under investigation. The crash has now been cleared and I-25 has reopened. Election officials are having a harder time than usual recruiting and retaining poll workers, election judges, and other jobs necessary to run an election. Some say there are also concerns that election deniers may be seeking those positions. Republican County Clerk Chuck Broerman has received the Guardian of Democracy Award from the Colorado County Clerks Association.
Internal threats, insider threats. We would have never thought 2 years ago that there would be an insider threat. We always were trained in our cybersecurity training that we have to worry about those threats on the outside. And we saw in Mesa County in Colorado itself where we had an insider threat.
Tina Peters, the clerk in Mesa County, faces criminal charges for an alleged scheme to violate the security of election equipment. Wildlife officials have found and relocated what they say is one of the largest bears ever seen in Durango. The male bear was found sleeping under a porch near a school. An Instagram post from a spokesperson with Parks and Wildlife says the bear was about 10 years old and 400 pounds. It took 5 wildlife officers to move the bear after tranquilizing it. He was moved to an area about 60 miles from the city. Right now in Denver, it's 68 degrees with a few clouds. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.